Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Now that we've solved the mystery of the death of classical music, we try to solve one of the more enduring mysteries in rock music. In the 20 years of outselling most of their Canadian compatriots in both record and concert sales, rockers The Tragically Hip have had a steady hold on iconic status in Canada. But the story is much different south of the border, where little is known about the band. Lead singer Gordon Downie joins us today to talk about The Tragically Hip's latest release, World Container. Gord, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thanks, John. Nice to be here.
So, I mean, how bizarre is it to come to the south side of the 49th parallel and find, I mean, it's like a completely different world in terms of your place in it?
Well, I don't know. I think it's sort of maybe wrong on both counts. I think iconic is a bit of a stretch up north, and I think desolate is maybe not the way to describe things down here. We've been coming down here about 15 years. Obviously, you, as a rock and roller, if you're from Sweden or the Antarctic, you want to come to America, be close to the flame, close to the source of the rhythm and blues, the music that was invented here. You want to ply your trade here. That's all we've ever wanted to do. Up north, all we've really aspired to be is a family band. And you can find a song called Family Band on our new record, which doesn't really detail that, but hints at that sort of aspiration. You know,
You have four kids, and I guess the story is they were kind of hanging around while you guys were making this record. Is that still the plan? Is at the end of the day, it's a family band making family music?
Yeah. I mean, if you knew us, I mean, it's a real struggle to get to know each other all these years, We were on the bus, in the van, you know, always curious to see what comes next, what happens next. We write as a collective. We do things that way. And I think we're really trying to know each other, trying to understand each other, trying to love each other like a family. And really there are different types of success. And if that is our only success, then I'm okay with
that. That's not bad, yeah.
Do you want a Kleenex? Are you okay? The boys are breaking up in there. I'm sorry, guys. It's sentimental.
It all sounds great, but then you have this the addition of this wild card in producer Bob Rock, you know, who did Motley Crue and Metallica. You know, what was the idea in bringing not just an outsider, but that particular outsider into this family band?
Well, I mean, it started with like all great, you know, relationships, it started with an argument. No, it didn't. But we talked on the phone. He suggested I come to Maui. I did, which was no big struggle. And we bounced around in his...
It was a struggle for you to decide to go to Hawaii?
No, it wasn't, is my point. He picked me up in his pickup truck. He showed me the island. We talked, and it was decided, well, we should get together and cut a few tracks, see how that goes. It was very incremental, you know, not really committing to too much too soon. And we talked for about an hour in Vancouver, and then we cut two tracks the first day, which ended up on the record. Bob is a revelation, you know. He's without guile in a business that seems to be increasingly only about guile. And he really is, it's like working with a 14-year-old who can't believe he makes records for a living. He really brings the enthusiasm, and it doesn't stop. I kept looking for that little roll of the eyes or that little, you know, fit of pique, and nothing. You know, he really is the most enthusiastic. He brought that to the band. He reminded us of how cool it is to be in a rock band. And I think and I hope the enthusiasm shows in the tracks.
Gord Downie is a singer from the Canadian rock band The Tragically Hip. The new album's called World Container. Let's hear a little bit about a little bit of how it turned out. The song Lovesick, this is something you'd recorded in the past but never used, is that right?
Yeah, we needed a couple of extra tracks to kind of juice up the greatest hits package. Hmm. They like to do that, to sort of a couple of tracks to make it new, and it was the third of... We needed two, and it was the odd man out.
Okay. So it was saved for these sessions then.
And we showed it to Bob, and we reworked it and re-recorded it. It's a much different song than what we had. And,
let's hear how it turned out. The song is called Love Sick, and it's from the album World Container. The song is called Love Sick. We're speaking with Gord Downie, lead singer of the Canadian band The Tragically Hip. And Gord, you know, you're right. I mean, it's not like the band is iconic status north of the border and completely unknown south. It makes for good copy. But the fact is there are people down on this side of the 49th parallel who know and love your music. And when I listen to that song, Love Sick, I immediately think the guys from Interpol must have been listening to you, you know, for years.
Yeah.
I mean, are you aware, is there like a kind of network of musicians here in the States that you guys have been plugged into over the years?
I would say not. You know, we've really never been part of any movement or wave, never asked, you know, and never really wanted. I mean, affiliation is kind of anathema. It's how I was raised. But anyway, all that aside, you know, it's interesting when you were talking, I mean, about, you know, our lack of stature down here, let's say. I mean, it's weird. In Wikipedia, or if we happened to be an exhibit in the Smithsonian, I think it would say, didn't make it in the States. But, you know, haven't we? You know, I mean, we've sort of, over the years, we've come down here and played with dozens of not if but when bands, you know, and none of them are around. And that's not to shun their darkness. It's just to light our candle, John. You know, but yeah, we've just, yeah.
All right, so. Well, now, you said you haven't really been part of any trends or waves or anything, but there is this kind of green movement lately in the rock world, and you guys definitely seem to be environmentally concerned, let's put it that way. Mm. I mean, that's something that you've talked about. It's not kind of like, I don't hear songs that are about going and hugging trees, but you know that's something that that seems to be symbolized in the album art, maybe even the title "World Container,"
sure.
The new record.
Sure.
So, is that? I mean, do you see that as a kind of new trend in the rock world, environmentally conscious rock? And is that something that you guys embrace?
Well, I mean, I see it as a trend everywhere. I was just talking with my friend and Michael outside here, you know, I mean, cab drivers, everyday citizens seem to know about global warming a long time before the academics and the moneyed set. Obviously, those people had less to want to know about it. So like everyday citizens, I think we're out there and definitely concerned and interested. I'm involved with a group called Waterkeepers, Waterkeepers Alliance, started by your very own Bobby Kennedy here, Saving the Hudson, all those years ago. And that's an incredible group of people that are dedicated to winning back and protecting our lakes and rivers and waterways from big polluters, educating communities and how to spot it and how to fight it.
Well, you know, when I was a kid here in New York, the idea of swimming in the Hudson was just laughable. Mm-hmm. You know, it was maybe a polite way of saying that somebody had been killed and, like, thrown into the river or something. Now you actually can swim in the Hudson River. So it seems like that project, you know, has a kind of tangible benefit to it. What else can you do as a rock band that's kind of, I mean, do you use biodiesel fuel in the tour van and stuff like that?
We do, actually. And there's more and more of those popping up. We had it delivered to us in Hampton Beach. There people that will do that, and there's lots of ways that you're trying to you know, minimize your footprint, obviously, as a touring rock band and these big gas guzzlers, and Yeah.
Well, now, I said that, you know, it's not like you guys are writing all these songs that are explicitly about saving the rainforest or whatever, but there are images that could go either way, depending on how you interpret it. What about the song You're Not the Ocean?
Mm-hmm.
Anything going on there, or is that just, it's just a song?
Well, I mean, it's I grew up on Lake Ontario and oftentimes would sit by the lake or talk to the lake sort of as a great confidant, a great support. And it was a way of just saying to a huge body of water like that, well, you're not the ocean. What am I even dealing with you for? Can you get me the ocean? Is there someone of managerial stature here?
Can I speak to your supervisor?
Yeah, exactly. And it's sort of the idea would be, you know, it's the one thing I'm talking to another person. It's the one thing I'm positive you're not. But other than that, it's all pretty much open.
Well, this is from The Tragically Hip and their new album called World Container. Band is The Tragically Hip. The album is called World Container, and this song is You're Not the Ocean. The voice belongs to Gord Downey, the lead singer of The Tragically Hip, and my guest on Soundcheck. And the band is playing at the Fillmore at Irving Plaza this Tuesday and Wednesday. So, again, you know, for a band that allegedly is unknown south of the border, Irving Plaza, not a bad gig for two nights in a row. So there are, Gord, people here who have been following you. Critics have sat up and taken notice throughout the long history of the band, but it is a long history. And it, at some point, you know, does enthusiasm, does inspiration flag? And if it does, what do you do to pick yourselves up and keep going?
Well, like you were talking with Norman earlier, I mean, you innovate. You try to become more talented while you're waiting for your bus, let's say. There's always work to do. There's always improvements to be made, obviously, to stave off death.
Now, do you guys see anything that you do as being, if not consciously, at least somehow specifically Canadian? And the reason I ask is the next song we're going to hear, The Lonely End of the Rink, premiered at Hockey Night in Canada. An American band would never do that sort of thing. I mean, is there something specifically Canadian in The Tragically Hip?
Well, I'm told so, and it's not something I chase after. I'm not a nationalist, and you know, sometimes fans come to our shows down here lately and have been singing "O Canada" impromptu. They did it in Boston, and we had a killer show, and right at the end, "O Canada," and I was actually kind of, I'm not going to say livid, but it kind of irked me. I just thought, this is rock and roll. This is scruffy individuality, self-expression, art. This isn't about that, and you're just, willingly wanting to be...
to make it something nationalistic.
Yeah, and yeah. Limited. So anyway, I told them as much. I said, what's next? The Lord's Prayer. And then I burst into our encore and left. But Lonely End of the Rink I wrote for my dad. It was something my brother suggested I do. He said, you should write a song about... Long story is, he was a salesman, I was a goalie as a kid. I used to look up in the stands, there he'd be, I'd look down, I'd look back up, and he'd be gone.
On a call or something?
Yeah, just all, but he'd roll in for a couple of minutes, and he'd hold his fist in the air as if to say, I'm here, but you're on your own, like I'm not.
All goalies are on their own. It comes with the territory.
I'm playing a different game, John.
All right. Gord Downey is lead singer of the Canadian band The Tragically Hip. The new album's called World Container, and they're playing at the Fillmore at Irving Plaza this Tuesday and Wednesday. Gord, a real pleasure to have you in the studio. Thanks.
Thanks, John. I got to go cancel our symphony session that we're recording a little later, okay?
All right. That'll do it for today's edition of Soundcheck. Tomorrow, gourmet bands. Some of indie rock's biggest stars turn into foodies after they leave the stage. We'll talk to the author of a new book and sample one musician's recipe live on the show. Plus, we'll talk to one of South America's most important composers about a collaboration that links tango to Europe, and we'll sample the soundtrack of the Cricket World Cup. There are many ways to listen to Soundcheck. You can find our archives and podcasts at WNYC.org, and you can email us, soundcheck@WNYC.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell, our engineer today, Edward Haber. The program is produced by Brian Wise, Joel Meyer, and Allison Lichter. Our senior producer is Gisele Regatow, and our executive producer is Chris Bannon. With help today from Chris Egan, I'm John Schaefer. Be with us again at this time tomorrow for the next Soundcheck. From the end of a-